Don't be embarrassed of your past. A lot of people like to throw the past in your face. Oh, but you were this. Oh, but you were that. Oh, you used to be a crackhead. Oh, you used to do drugs. Oh, you used to be a bad parent. You know, you used to be a bad father. You was a bad father. You're a bad father. You're a bad mother. You're a drug addict. You know, whatever the case may be. You're a hoe. You know, you're not that anymore. Don't let the labels that other people put on you determine your future. You are not that anymore. And you know what? Struggle, pain, suffering, mistakes, those make the best stories. The best lessons come through things like that, comes through those struggles. I love to hear a powerful story of how somebody was a drug addict, how somebody was homeless, but they made something out of themselves today. I love to hear that. I love to hear, oh, you know what? I used to, you know, sleep with a lot of men because I didn't value myself, but I learned to value myself today. Oh, I used to steal and rob. I went to jail and I changed my life. Oh, you know, I used to sell drugs, but now I give back to my community. I try to fix my wrongs. You know what? I love that. Those make the best stories. You got to own it. Own your past. Hey, we're not proud. There's a lot of things that we're not proud of, but you can't run from yourself. You can't run from your mistakes. Accept it. Own it. It's all right. You know what? I did that. Yep. So what? Look at me now. That's the mentality you need to have. Your story is yours only. It's your story. And so, you know, you cannot be judged on your past. And your story is powerful. Your story matters. You know, but you are not that. You are not that little abused little girl that you used to be. You're not that victim, that girl that men used to take advantage of. You're not that guy that's still on the corner selling drugs and destroying your community. You're not homeless anymore. You're not, you know, a drug addict anymore. You changed your life. You know, you're not in jail anymore. You're free now. You learned something. You made mistakes, but you learned from them, and that is powerful. Understand how powerful that is. Oh, you used to cheat on your wife. Oh, you used to cheat on your husband, but you don't anymore. Your relationship is better. That's powerful. Because it comes from a place of struggle. It comes from a place where, you know what, you're not perfect, where you admit your wrongs, but you fix them, and you move on. And you know what? In the future, you're going to make more mistakes, but you're going to learn from them and move on. Because it doesn't matter how many times you fall. What matters is how you get up. And we can all get up. You are not those things from the past. You are better. You've learned from those things. You are powerful. You are more powerful. You are better. Your story is important, but you got to own it. A lot of people run. They run, oh, they can't find out about me. Oh, no. Oh, what if they find out that I used to do this? Or what if my new relationship finds out that I used to beat my ex-wife? What if my new relationship finds out that I used to, you know, cheat on my, you know, my ex? Or, you know, what if the world finds out that I used to be a gangbanger? Those things don't matter no more. Own it. You know what? If you own it, nobody can use it against you. And you can't run from yourself. That's just growth. Acceptance is part of life. You got to accept things. Accept the bad and the good. You can't just choose what part of you you're going to run with, what part of you you're going to own. You know, for example, I know that I have a bad attitude sometimes. I know that that's who I am. I'm trying to work on it. I know I had a bad temper, but you know, I try to work on it. I own it. I own every part of me. I can tell you who I am. Can you tell me who you are? Have you owned your failures and your successes? Can you share that with people? Can you be a better you? Self-acceptance is everything. If you can't accept yourself, nobody can accept you. And you can't freely walk into your future without looking over your shoulder like, oh, what if they find out? Own it. Own who you are. Own your story, every part of it. Because that's what makes you, you. And that's what makes you awesome.